Welcome back. Welcome back. I told you that was part one. This is part two. We are Dope Therapy. I am Veronica Harrell, and we're going to get to part two. Let's have a little bit of fun. Thank you for hanging on, though. Let's get to it. Come in here and we talk some real stuff and give y'all some therapy, but we also want to have a little fun. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to switch it up because I also want to get y'all opinion on this. So this is our...
Are you fucking with me?
Atlanta pole dancing studio responds to criticism because of a video that she made for Mommy and Me pole dancing. All right, let's take a listen to this. And
I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I'm happy to talk about it.
All right.
Bro. Pole dancing and fitness studio owner speaking out after a video from a Mommy and Me class went viral.
Yeah, it's creating some stark reaction. Everyone's got an opinion on this, and it has stirred up a lot of controversy. The video, are you looking at it? It shows children as young as 5 and 6 years old with their parents on the pole. And as you can imagine, the online comments are not kind. Atlanta News First reporter Chelsea Bynepore spoke with the studio owner.
And that owner says they're not doing anything wrong, adding that the class is about fitness and gaining confidence.
This wasn't our first Mommy and Me class. This just happens to be the first one that got so much attention.
Owner of Pink Pole Studios, Tia Harris, wasn't expecting to receive so many negative comments when she posted this video to her company's Instagram.
I think maybe posting it on social media is a little inappropriate because it's kind of like commodifying it and selling it.
The video is from a recent Mommy and Me pole fitness class where Harris says kids can exercise and bond with their parent in a clean, safe environment.
Pole fitness releases happy endorphins. Like, it's 10 out of 10. Good. Nothing is bad about it.
Royalty Lazard teaches the class and says there's no exotic dancing involved, just fun spins and tricks.
It's going to be 3 steps. They're going to pull and push to hold themselves up, which requires a lot of strength.
Harris says kids playing around on a pole like this one isn't much different than something they may do on a playground or monkey bars. That's why some moms we spoke to said they had zero hesitation signing their daughters up for the class.
Who want to go first?
I see what Tari's
talking
about.
I'm a stripper. You're a stripper. I want to be a stripper.
Okay, let me just say this. I'm just going to say this part. I want to say this part. They said, okay, I know y'all couldn't see the video, and I'm going to send it to you.
All right, so I seen it a couple weeks
ago. It was one part. It was, Kay, did you see that? And the little girl, like she was about maybe 5, 6 years old, she was on the pole with her mom. The mom was kind of like up on the pole, and the daughter had her legs spread open.
Yeah, I felt mad uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I felt mad uncomfortable watching that video.
Yes.
So, I'm trying to stay calm, because when I first saw the video, I was hot. I was pissed. I was like, what the, because I have a daughter.
So do I.
So let me, we don't got a camera, so I can't do a tight zoom. So I'm just going to say this. I'm going to talk into the mic. All right. Baby, you know who you are. If you ever, and I remember you said you want to take some pole dancing classes, and I'm all for that. It's great exercise, great core strength. If you ever take my daughter to one of these, we gonna have a problem. It's going to be a serious problem. It's gonna be some hardcore talking going on. There ain't gonna be no physical stuff. So people, chill out before you even. It's gonna be some hardcore talking. My voice is gonna be elevated a little bit. You know what I mean? It's going to be bad.
A little bit my ass.
First and foremost, I'll say it again. Pole dancing, yes, it's a great exercise for women. It takes a lot of core strength, a lot of upper body strength.
And that's what you're doing?
For women, yeah. I'm getting there.
Okay, my bad.
For women, it's great exercise. But the pole has been so sexualized. Why would you want to introduce your minor child to that? Because you're teaching them right now that I'm going to learn how to do this dance. If it gets hard for me, guess what? Guess what I can go do? Times is tough for me, but guess what kind of training I got when I was 7 years old?
Them extra
how
skills.
To dance on the pole. So now I'm going to go to this strip club and get sexualized.
So Mike.
Who wants their child involved in that?
So Mike, your baby girl. She come home, daddy, guess what? Look at me. And she...
Man.
Oh, shit.
Tell you what happens. Mike is walking over to the computer, looking up flights.
What?
Where am I sending her to? I'm sending her somewhere to a boarding school deep in the goddamn rain, in the rainforest.
That's even worse.
You're right, because I ain't going to be there. So I guess we all got to move to the rainforest now. So we move into the rainforest, and we going to live with some tribesmen in the rainforest, and that's it. You're done. You're cut off from the world, excommunicado. Done.
Now she's swinging on the bamboo pole.
On the bamboo? Nah, dog.
Man, bro.
Nah, but that's crazy. My thing is, yo, they're way too young to be learning about that.
Did this woman say there was nothing indecent about swinging on the pole?
Yeah, that's some ignorant shit. I mean, I'm not taking no...
The whole basis of the fucking stripper pole.
Listen, I'm going to keep it a bean with you. I'm not taking no advice, and I'm not listening to anything that she has to say, especially when your name is Tijuana. Get the hell out of here.
I didn't even know her name.
Yeah, it says it right here, Tijuana Harris. Like, you black, you're what, Tijuana? Where'd that name come from? Stop. I'm sorry. I don't mean to attack her now. I'm sorry. I'm wrong, Steph. I can just look at Steph's face. She's like, damn, I'm sorry.
I'm fired up
because my thing is yo, don't involve the kids with this bullshit.
But give
that's
Mike
how
some
I look
water.
At it. But
you drink some of usually my water. Usually it's K.
Yeah, because because when it comes to the kids and innocent people, that shit bothers me, man. Like, don't subject. Yo, we already live in a world where you got some creeps out here who are sexualizing children.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Facts.
Like, I don't get it. Like, this is terrible. They shut that studio down. That's how I look at it.
Imagine
shut it down.
Your baby. You took your 6 and 7 year old to this pole dancing joint. Now she's at the playground at school.
On the monkey bars.
With her legs open.
Yeah. Look what I learned how to do.
Yes.
Yeah, now what? And then when the teacher say something, whose fault is it?
Hold up. How about the fucked up teacher who's sitting over there like, ooh.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Steph.
That's real though. Yo, he's spitting real shit. That's the truth.
You're right. Steph, what do you think?
Now, in my life, I've worked with children. And, you know, I've seen Mommy and Me ballet classes. I've seen those. Yeah.
And Me taekwondo classes.
Mommy and Me basket weaving classes.
Boom, let's do it.
We can go down
the list. Mommy and Me cooking. Mommy and Me craft time.
I don't care.
And Mommy and Me drinking time.
Oh, wait, what?
Hey, look, depending on how old they get,
if they of age.
Hey, listen, the drinking age in some countries is 16. So,
if you of Germany, you can,
go ahead, Steph.
But I just, here's the thing. Me, never had kids. I want to be like, she don't know. But I got common sense. Yeah. I'm a daughter. And even now, if my dad was alive and I said, oh, daddy, guess what? I went and took a pole dance class. I'd be like, what in the, and I'm grown. That's just something that you just don't do. That is setting you up for disaster. And then they had the nerve to report, oh, fun spins and tricks is what the reporter said. You creating some tricks.
You definitely creating tricks. You're definitely creating some tricks.
You're going to have some tricks.
I mean, the trick is the campaign, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
They creating new tricks.
I got
a new generation of tricks.
I got nieces. I got, goddaughters. No, I wish, my goddaughter, she's 13 and she's in dance, regular dance. I wish she would come to me and say, hey, Auntie Fluffy, guess what? I'm rolling to a pole dance. With who and where? And no, you're not. But first of all, she wouldn't get that past her father. So I ain't even got to worry about that. So,
and if it get past the dad, you got to check Kurt. And now you got to go check dad.
What the hell's going on? Let me tell you something. Her dad, it ain't going down on the compound. I promise.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
So, hell, okay,
my
ahead,
daughter cheerleads and some of the moves, I'm just be like.
They be in there like.
Yeah, and I'm looking like, that's a little bit too much
they
right
twerk
there.
They twerk and they do a whole lot of things.
Go ahead, Kay. Kay got something to say.
Did I see a little boy in that class?
I didn't see that part. I wouldn't put it past.
You know what, Kay? I will take that back. I did.
Okay. Yeah. There was a little boy in the class.
Well, you know what? But you know what?
To each his own.
That's right.
Too damn young. It doesn't matter. Boy, girl, doesn't matter. Too
and I
young
agree
to be
with
exposed
that. It doesn't
to
matter.
That.
Boy, it. Girl, too young.
That's like me. Daddy and son. Let's go run down on these Jones party. Like no.
No.
No, let's go to the massage parlor. Daddy and son. Let's go to the massage parlor. Like, no. Like, no.
So do you think if she wasn't twirling so much on it,
what?
Or maybe just climbing
don't
up on the pole?
Yo, introducing my baby to a pole.
Don't introduce no damn pole, period. Period.
No, you can't do it.
Because gymnastics is the same but different.
Those poles are horizontal.
Wait.
Exactly.
I know all about that because Jazzy, you could actually, like, you know, get her name, you know, look her up and stuff. She was like the top gymnast in Georgia for a long time.
Oh, good.
And honestly, I agree with you, Steph, because, you know, the suits are so tight on those little girls.
Yeah.
You know, and Jazzy, she was, I mean, at that, their bodies and everything, they work out hard. They work out like they're football players work out. And so, yeah, when she would come out there with her little suit on and stuff, and I was thinking to myself, some of y'all men, y'all sitting up in here.
It's weird.
It used to be men sitting in that crowd, and I don't see y'all attached to no woman. What the hell are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? Weird.
Okay, y'all act like y'all just, who founded the gymnastics? Who was the basis of it? Like, who formulated that? It wasn't no woman. It wasn't a woman sticking y'all in those super, super tight things that cut off your circulation.
Look at the owner of Lululemon. That's a dude.
It was a Lululemon. There you go. It was a Lululemon.
What you doing making tights for? What are you doing?
Period. And he was like,
the thoughts and views expressed right here today.
I'm just saying.
Do not reflect.
Yo, I'm telling you, there's a lot of creeps out there.
I agree,
your kids,
man.
Yes, I agree with that.
Bro said he didn't want no big woman in his leggings. He was like, he said he had some special ones that were see-through. It was definitely intended, not intended for you thickums. He said this.
But I, you know, sometimes Lizzo, she put on some leggings and...
He said, get out my shit.
Well, my thing is, don't make that size.
I don't know if he did.
Don't make the sign.
Because I will take my tail to Walmart where these came from. And I'm not even, I don't even like Walmart like that. Sorry, Walmart.
No, baby,
Target.
Don't say that.
But these came from Walmart. Baby, and this is a size, you know, with a couple of X's in front of it that I can get my tail into. So, and they probably didn't even cost me
$12.98. You can just go on to Amazon and get some really cute leggings.
Some activewear shorts from Walmart. I love them things. They's like $10. I love them to death.
Yeah, these are cool.
Oh God. Okay. Okay.
That bothered me. That shook me to my core, man. Like, I don't like that.
So it's like funny.
Tijuana, call your auntie.
Tijuana, you need some help.
Dad, step up. Yeah. We need more dads. Whoa. We need more active dads.
That's that community.
We need more active dads. Because I'm telling you, that shit ain't going down on my watch. Nah.
That's a good question. I wonder how. They never said what her background was. Was she a former stripper?
Does she have to say?
What I've learned to do, I've learned to stop to separate, you know, pole dance from stripper. Because a lot of the people who teach these pole dance, they're not strippers.
It's about business.
At the end of the day, it's a damn, you need to have a lot of upper body strength to do that, and it's a good workout. Unfortunately, when we think of the pole, we think about the money falling down and the lights and woo, make it rain.
That's the basis.
But it's definitely, it's a great workout. But nah, the kids, they too young for that.
Yo. We gonna keep this rolling. So, wait.
So, what's this? Before we talk about that, can I touch on this one real quick? Because this is my city. So the police charged a man with killing a suburban Philly neighbor after feuding over defendant's loud snoring. So first and foremost, without you saying anything else about this neighborhood, you live in the row homes in Philly.
This dude is living in the row homes,
a townhouse.
They're attached to each other.
Okay. Those walls are super thin. You hear everything. So my man is like really knocking and snoring crazy. You can hear that in the middle of the night. So what happened is they probably came outside. The conversation, this is not the first time they had this conversation. I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Probably came out, hey, Bob, listen, buddy, your snoring's kind of loud. You may want to go get a sleep study. Cool. Bob, all right, I'm gonna look into it. Pete, thanks, man. You know, a week later, hey, Bob, listen, your snoring's keeping me up all night. It's waking up my wife. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? Can you move? No, Pete, I'm not doing that. Cool.
Why is it Bob and Pete?
Bob and Pete. Third conversations. Bob, like, you got a dude banging on the wall. Wake up! Wake up! And this shit just escalated. That's it. And they got it in.
Pete shot the
let me just say this. Ew, okay,
Pete started airing shit out.
That's another story.
Pete started because he was fed the fuck up. He was fed up.
It's another story for all you with me. I had switched it up a little bit. But I, you know what? When I saw this, I just thought... I just thought it was so hilarious. It's like what Mike said.
Well, police, rest in peace to Bob.
Police charge a man hilarious. With killing his neighbor after his loud snoring. I'm just going to say, I understand.
I was about to say, listen, yeah. I am a snorer. I got a CPAP, and I'm proud of it because I get some damn good sleep now. Like, because before that thing, my sleep was terrible. I was groggy throughout the day. Got my CPAP. I get great sleep now, and I love it. I'm never going back. I am never going back. But I'm going to have that thing forever. So I get it. It's been plenty of times I get an elbow in the middle of the night. I mean, you get a sharp elbow, and you dead in sleep. Next thing you know, you get, like, right here in the kidney. Like, boom, you wake up, like, what the hell is going on?
Like, what happened?
Like, what happened? Yeah, like, you were snoring. Like, do you got to kill me while I'm snoring? Like, what's up? Yeah.
You have no...
Yeah.
Have you ever been with someone in, you know, a snorer, basically? Have you?
I'm trying to... Steph. Honey,
you're not going to snore shame us either.
I'm not snore shaming you, but... Went for the people who's on the opposite side.
I'm trying to
and
think.
It's not just like a little, like if I'm sick, I'll snore a little bit because, you know, I'm stopped
can't
up.
Breathe.
I can't breathe. Okay, and that's just like a light snore. But when you're with someone and they're just...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... Until they're snoring, until their mouth is open. And, you know, you're looking down their mouth to try to see if there's something in there.
What?
You're like, what is something about to crawl out of there?
Wow.
It just...
Wow.
It is very, it's very hard for the people on the opposite side.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. You do feel like maybe, you know, it's strangling them or, you know, putting a pillow over their face or something like that.
The nightstand.
Listen, we can't even sleep comfortable. Because it's like, is she going to kill me tonight?
No.
Like,
you may not want to say that here.
Yes. Elbow you. Turn over. Like, whoa, chill out. Like,
you don't get it. And then it wakes us up. And when it wakes us up, like a person like me, when you wake me up,
sleep.
It's hard for me to go back to sleep.
No, I can't. No. They sleep before me because I sleep late. And then they be.
I'm so good. Like a monster.
I'm like, yo, bro.
Sleeping next to a werewolf.
So I'm not even talking about like, cause I ain't never been with no chick who snore like that. But I'm talking about like we've gone to cabins. And stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
And like, I'm talking about from next door, yo. Like, bruh.
Yeah, I've been in. Yeah,
bruh. You
I've
got
been in hotel
up,
rooms. Like, God damn.
Like, y'all know you thinking to yourself, are they turning into a monster?
Goddamn big bad whoop over there about to huff and puff and blow this shit down. Like, God damn. Like, yeah, it's
knock it off.
Yeah, it's, like, so I get it. Listen, Bob.
Oh, trust me, and, I get it.
Yeah.
Trust me, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Bob was fed the fuck up. He was fed up, man.
R.I.P. All right, y'all. We gonna move on. And I switched this one up too, because I forgot I had this.
She
and I just
swinging them.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it. I like this. Let's do it.
I love it. This is for Kay.
What up?
I feel like
single mom. Didn't we talk about this already?
No.
We didn't? Okay.
No, we didn't talk. We talked about this in the group chat.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did.
Mike had a lot to say. Well, I want to see what Steph got to say. So, okay, y'all dumb. Steph, a single mom. What? Single mom is homeless after moving to Houston because she wanted to become a TikTok influencer. Kiara Jones, she said she had dreams of becoming a successful TikTok influencer. So she moved from Tallahassee, Florida to Houston, Texas, took her babies with her. At the start of the new year, she realized that it wasn't going to happen. So she had, you know, she moved into a motel. But after a while, she couldn't pay for a motel. So remember, she got two babies there with her. So she basically got kicked out. So she had to go to a homeless shelter. So when the man was asking her, oh, God, you know, you're homeless with the babies and stuff. She said, yeah, I had a job. I think she was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken back in Tallahassee. But she said that all of the influencers that she likes on TikTok, they all are in, you know, Houston. So she just figured, well, if I move down there too, I want to become a big time star.
Okay,
so now she's homeless. So Steph, what do you think?
What was her TikTok specialty? Or was there, did she ever, or
I don't, Houston?
She never made, did she ever make TikToks or things like that? I just don't know. But first of all, I hate that that happened to her, but I will say this. If ain't nobody learned nothing else in 2020 when the pandemic hit to now, TikTok was good. It's good for what it was good for. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw. People can become very, you know, wealthy doing it, you know, and becoming influencers and things like that. But you have to be strategic when it comes to things like this. Honey, I'm not moving. Especially she had little babies. So I don't like that because, you know, she got babies involved and stuff like that. And just the safety of her kids. That's what I'm most concerned about. But just taking a look at her, I just need to know what. And wow. No. This is not, no, as they say, no tea, no shade or whatever they say. But I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what can we pull up, I guess, on TikTok? And
she's not on TikTok.
Oh, she never made
it. She never made it. No, what? She could. I don't what? Think she
how
ever
do you
made
not, it. It's free.
She gonna make it now because
I don't want to laugh.
I'm asking the questions her family should have asked before she got on that Greyhound.
What the hell?
That was the question before you got on that Megabus. These are the questions that should have been asked, baby. What you doing?
So we circle back to our earlier conversation. Community. No one said, "Yo, this is a terrible idea."
Maybe she left and they didn't know that she was doing it.
She had immunity from the community, honey. I don't know what happened, but with her babies, you don't do that.
No.
And God bless her heart. I don't know, but you know.
That's further proof.
But I'm mad you said she ain't got to that. She needs to set the account up.
And it's, if she worked at KFC, they international worldwide. I used to be stationed in Korea and South Korea, and they had a KFC. You can go work at KFC anywhere. Can you transfer?
Yeah, I wonder if you can transfer.
A department transfer.
Because the KFCs in other countries look fire. I don't remember it being fire.
The McDonald's wasn't fire in Korea at all.
It just looks good. It looks amazing.
It was different. It was.
You probably don't use as much salt, so it's probably not as good.
Yeah, you're true.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah, bless her.
I mean, I don't see the significance of moving to Houston to be a TikTok star.
Because Houston is the new Atlanta.
I mean, no. I don't care where you're on TikTok.
That's what I was
saying.
Where's
your location happen?
She could have pretended she was in Houston.
You could have influenced from Florida.
I mean, God, dog.
Somebody
enlighten me, man. I don't understand.
Again, like, talk, yo. Yo, mental health is such a big thing.
Boy, it is.
Such
it really
a big
is.
Thing.
Boy.
Because you couldn't have been in your right mind when you decided to do this. And the thing is, I have children, and a lot of my decisions were based off the needs of my kids. I need to be able to provide for my family. So a lot of things I want to do, I just don't do. Like, nah, because it's a little bit risky right now. I got a family to support, so I need to find another way. Find another way.
Where is she at in this photo?
It looks like it's probably the homeless shelter.
She's at a homeless shelter.
It doesn't look comfortable.
She's at a homeless shelter, but you know, with a homeless shelter, man, you can't like live there for the rest of your life.
They give you like, I don't know,
maybe a week or something, and then
she can't influence from there. She can't have no cameras up for security. I mean, because there's other people in compromising situations.
So who knows where she is? Like,
so I don't know where she's at this point.
But I'll say this. This is what I was thinking before when we was talking about it in the group chat. Her plan might have worked because she got media coverage.
But can she sustain it?
But yeah, not what you're going to say.
I don't know, because you know we in the GoFundMe era. So I don't know if she got a GoFundMe popping or whatever the case may be. But I'm sure somebody probably donated to her and at least got a couple thousand.
Well, I don't think so.
She needs to go back home.
Go back home.
Yeah. Go back to that KFC. You know what I mean? And listen, just grind it out. Grind it out, man.
Tallahassee for a reason.
Maybe she's trying to escape her baby dad. We don't know. If it was based off just...
Well, he know where she at now.
Exactly. He knows where she's at now.
Well, yeah. We all know where you at.
But I have to say this.
But TikTok, though?
I don't know how young this lady is. I mean, I'm because you can't always tell.
I can't.
I don't know how young she is.
Well, she got two little kids, so
she may have seriously thought, like, you know, back in the day before the internet, where we all thought, oh, if you want to be a big time star, you got to move to Los Angeles or New York or something. So maybe in her mind, again, I would never think like what Kay said for TikTok. Usually, you making these videos. I don't even know where these people live. I mean, I don't. I didn't think that was a big deal. So, I don't understand. No, I mean, I see if you want to be a music producer or a rapper.
I'm in a full-blown recording studio, and I don't even record in TikTok.
So
I don't understand.
You know what it might have been? It might have been like she wanted to do the same thing. What's that kid's name that he rates food?
Oh, Keith Lee. Yeah, but at least he got a gimmick. But, you know what I'm saying?
But so Houston got some decent food.
Now. They do.
That turkey hut is a beast.
You keep bringing that turkey hut up.
Gotta go to Houston. I want to influence and I want to try Turkey Hut.
You brought Turkey Hut up. You know what? And I did see somebody post on Turkey Hut. They do load that joint. Boy. That thing, yeah.
Man.
That is a diet killer right there.
We're
done.
We are going. The Turkey Hut. A hut for turkeys.
Listen, so they take a big old turkey like drum and it looks good. They just smoke, they break it up and they put all types of stuff.
Chicken Alfredo, blackened shrimp, whatever you want.
Listen, Steph, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, you're like, what? No, when you see it, you're like, that didn't look good. That's I've been out drinking all day, all
and
night.
And I need some grease on my stomach.
And I'm hungry.
Okay.
Man, you want to destroy that.
That's that good stuff. That's that good stuff.
In the morning, when it opens, the line is around the block.
Yeah, they look around the good. Block.
Well, Kay, you a businessman. Why can't you get him to come here?
He's talking about coming here. I ain't got nothing to do.
I want White Castle to come down here.
I know. The closest one is outside of Nashville because we're losers. So we took a trip to Nashville and we wanted to see the city too. And then we went and got ourselves some White Castle because it ain't the same in the freezer. It's not the same. No.
Back in the day, White Castle was everything. But today, I would be scared to death.
I eat it when I go home because I just feel like I got to have some White Castle.
And Coney Island.
I told somebody one time. They was asking me what crystals is. I was like, it's like White Castle.
You will get cut.
Instantly was like, oh, it's nothing like White Castle.
That is true. That is so true.
I'm like,
crystals is a laxative.
Will it tear your stomach up? Hell yeah.
She said, well,
shoot. It certainly will.
Bruh.
But it's so good.
So
you'll probably get cussed out in the drive-thru? Absolutely.
No doubt.
Hey, White Castle is White Castle and Crystal is Crystal.
Yeah, White Castle is definitely it's something you can't eat all the day. It's all the time. But when you go,
You better not eat it all the time.
Why did she just say if you go here, you might get cussed out?
Let me tell you,
every spot I go to that's like Chicago based, like JJ's out here, the service is the worst on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even call them fools. I'm like, man, shut up. I said, I'm going to pull up. I said, you ain't taking my order. I'm pulling up. So then you see me. And if you mess with my food now, you know we going to. They don't even care. We will box in the middle.
But the line.
And still get my food.
The last time we were in Detroit, the line for White Castle, it was like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. It was wrapped around the building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was wrapped around the building.
And they don't close the one on
Warren. Everybody got their looking in the
system. And living noise.
Dang. Yeah.
Smoking head. Let's
Coney Island. One time, Jaden pulled up to the Coney Island and he saw a girl he went to high school. She was working there.
Ooh.
When he went to high school and she was still there. Okay. Anyways, I'm being very bad.
That was messy.
Told you to be your own people.
That was so messy. Oh my God.
We trying to be better. Right, community. Oh, damn. You don't know what that girl going through.
Y'all just gave me a good lesson.
Damn.
Wow.
It was his ex-girlfriend. Okay. All right.
It was funny because it was his ex-girlfriend.
You didn't see that? You didn't see that? Oh, man. You didn't read none of that.
Why? I didn't read none of that. Oh, that's bad.
Go ahead, Steph.
Just real quick, my beautiful friend. Oh, bless your heart. And you're beautiful right back. I just want to give this public service announcement to McDonald's. We're about 60 days out for warm weather. I found a resource online.
I know what you're about to say.
Ice cream machines. Get you some new ones now because if I baby, let me tell you what's going to happen. You saw how she was going. She going to go TikTok viral. Baby, if I pull up to the McDonald's nearest me anytime this summer of 2000, the year of our Lord, 2024, and you say your ice cream machine ain't working, baby, I'm going to tear up. I'm going to jump.
Yo, so
I'm going to jump smooth.
So wait,
I'm going to smooth through that drive-thru window.
Yo, so something funny. So if you go on YouTube, there's a documentary about that.
I want to.
It's a dude.
Because can't nobody fix it?
Yeah, it was a documentary. So let me tell you what. I don't want, if you're going to watch it, I ain't going to say too much.
You ain't going to ruin it for me.
So,
go ahead.
What the dude did is he did a research analysis on why all the ice cream machines are down at most of these McDonald's. There's an app you can download that'll tell you which McDonald's cream machine is working and which
it's
ones
not
is
not. It's BK,
so yeah, they did. Yo, people went, they went that deep with it.
Yeah.
So come to find out, the ice cream machine that they use, when you're a McDonald's franchisee, you can only use that machine. That's it. They monopolize the market. You can only use this machine, and it's only McDonald's that has this machine.
Well, can they get like more than one in there?
Right,
like one in the bag?
It's only one. If right, it's only one particular. Emergency. It's only one Emergency. Particular model that one company can repair. I forget who the name. The company is not owned by McDonald's, but they're tied in. So you can only call their text to fix the machine.
And but why do they keep breaking down?
Because it's a known problem with the particular machine, and that's how they generate money. The
is it a washer money. That ain't, or a screw that get loose, a
Long
nut, or a bolt?
Short, that's how the company generates money from McDonald's, because they don't change the format of the machine or nothing. They just come in, fix the piece, boom, and then it'll break down again. You got to call the tech again to come out. And they said sometimes the tech, you'll put the call in, and the tech won't show up for 2 weeks.
I'm going to Google
it's a hustle, yeah.
McDonald's ice cream ticks in Atlanta and get them jokes on speed dial.
You had company, like you had owners that wanted to do their own thing. Like, no, we're getting our own ice cream machine. And they would say, yo, we'll find you. We'll find you every day you got that machine in their store, and we'll take your franchise away. You can't do it. You have to use this machine.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, maybe they need to stop doing the ice cream and do something else.
Or get a blender with some milk back
right,
there
exactly.
and some, you know, blend. Yeah.
Homemade ice cream.
Listen,
maybe
I actually like,
something.
I like Chick-fil-A's ice cream cones.
Oh,
pretty
so
nice.
No, Chick-fil-A,
so
that frozen yogurt is everything.
Yeah, nice. I like Chick-fil-A, but I'm not a real McDonald's girl. Not the way I was when I was a kid.
Yeah, I like Chick-fil-A.
But I don't really care.
And listen, I don't sleep
anymore.
On Dairy Queen either. Dairy Queen, yeah.
Dairy Queen.
They still do the little dial up and the little sushi on the top. Yeah, it's an art for them.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to move on to something good.
Okay.
Our dope thought. You good, Kay?
Oh, no. I just, hey.
You want to talk more about the ice cream?
Nah, I just want to throw this out there real quick.
What's wrong?
Come on, man. That Negro took 18 lethal injections.
Oh, hey, yo. Bro, yo. That man and died from COVID? Stop playing. They killed that motherfucker. Yo, they offed him.
I don't even know where to start.
Yo, I don't care.
Go
yo.
Ahead, Kay. Then we've got to move on.
Yo.
Go ahead, fool. This is yet another y'all.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, you got it. You get your
you got
story.
It.
Only,
go
I only
ahead,
saw
Kay.
Just a little bit. Go
I'm
ahead.
I only saw it a
I'm,
little bit.
I'm
go
so
ahead, Kay.
Thrown, man. I've never heard of such a damn thing. This brother, he survived 18 lethal injections.
Let me see your phone, fool.
Yo, first of all, what did you do to deserve 18 attempts at taking you off this planet?
Death row survivor Rommel Broom survived 18 lethal injection attempts as executioners were unable to find a suitable vein. And look, he's proud. He's up here. He's proud. He got his
flexing.
He's got,
like,
come
yo.
On. And he's proud.
Can't kill me, baby.
He later died in prison from COVID. Look, if he was on death row, if he was on death row, I'm like, Steph, what did he do? They was like, oh, we gonna get you. You know what I'm saying?
God,
yeah, we gonna get you. That's crazy.
I don't believe that.
That's crazy. They was like, well, we gonna get you either way. You realize that.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. He probably had somebody go in and change up the solution, switch this out. He had some knows, straight
18
up
attempts, though?
Hey,
and he's proud of it. He's showing tattoos.
You ran out the bottle with 18 attempts.
But then COVID take you.
It wasn't no COVID.
It was no damn COVID.
If 18 injections can't kill you, the dog, they should have brought an alligator up in there just shoot him up. Something stupid to happen.
Like,
I need a Tyrannosaurus Rex to come up.
Let the alligator go and put him in a solitary confinement. Let the alligator loose.
Let that alligator just open that door and let him get on in there.
No, put it in there first, put them in complete darkness and shut it, and like that's it. All you hear is that you're done.
Hey, bro, if you survive this, we'll let you out.
Yo, right.
Yeah. We're going gonna set you free. You can go ahead and go home.
Jasper, when lights out, you go in there and you take his damn lights out.
I know that.
That's exactly what they did, bro. Jasper got that ass.
Yo.
Hey, it worked.
He died from COVID. Get the hell out of here.
No, way, it worked.
Because
it
if
worked.
You know what that solution of the lethal injection is, nah, you shouldn't have survived that. If you survived it 18 times,
18 times,
COVID not taking you out of here.
18 times.
You not.
Insane.
They was like, take his ass down before he starts breeding. Take him out.
Look, that's some green miles.
Right.
What that man said green.
That's exactly a green mile.
Because think about it, like, yo,
wow.
Like, yo, my man's smiling. He just realized I'm invincible.
I am God.
Like, I am God. I am God.
Well, maybe because look, he got a gap. Maybe it's power up in here. Maybe look, we got.
Maybe we
look,
don't know it. We man. Need to try.
I ain't gonna try. I'm gonna take his word
take
for
his
it.
Word for
but maybe that's what it is. Maybe okay. Maybe so. I don't
it
know.
It was like, nah, get him out of there. How long, when he got the injections and got COVID, what was the time period?
I don't know. I have no idea, bro.
Yeah, they got his ass out of there. They sat
they
back
brought that
thought,
straight from Wuhan. They had that in the
right,
they
really,
were carrying it to right. the airport like.
They ordered that shit from Temu. Came from Temu.
Baby, they had that thing come in on Delta,
yo,
baby.
No.
I don't know.
It was like, yo, we need to figure something out. Because, one, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. Yo, that executioner probably got like a little stat board on this thing. I'm 100-0. 100-0. Now you're 101. He's pissed about that one. He's like, nah, I'm going to get this motherfucker.
He probably he got Jasper together. I think he was the ring. Yeah, he really got Jasper.
Erase this one. Yeah. 101-0.
All right.
Nah, I ain't dying for no damn COVID.
All right. We are going to move on. Actually, we're going to go first to the swim through my streams.
Cool.
Yeah, and then we're going to wrap things up with the dope thought. So, the swim through my streams artist. Oh, before
so
that,
first,
no.
Before,
yeah, let's talk about TikTok.
Before we talk about our artists for this week for swimming through our streams. So TikTok, like we mentioned before, you know, everyone knows what TikTok is. It's the super popular platform where things go viral. People are dancing, singing, doing all types of weird things. You can pretty much find anything on TikTok. I mean, all the way from people dancing to your favorite song to people getting paid to sleep and people watch them sleep.
That's some weird ass.
That's weird
that's,
shit.
That's weird. I don't want you watching.
That's super weird. And people be getting money off that. But hey, to
how
each
much
his
they
own.
Get paid for that?
They, listen, Steph, look, listen, you can set it up.
Because, baby, I can go. I can sleep. Baby, I can't do nothing else, yeah, baby. Yeah, I can call them hogs.
I bet you. You'll call them hogs.
Steph, set it up. Set it up. Now, you got to give them a little something. You got to have like some toes out or something. You know what I mean? You got listen.
I have one foot out the bed.
It gets creepy. It gets a little creepy, you know?
Oh, you just can't be up in that sleep because, baby.
Listen, I don't know. You might be able to. It's an audience for everything.
Because my pajamas,
well,
you
just
know.
Have your hand just hanging out like that.
You know what I mean?
I think that's kind of, you know.
Hey, listen, you never know. You never know.
Okay.
You wake up the next morning, you got a couple hundred in your account. Like, oh, snap. All right. This is what I got to do.
I can wiggle
anyway,
my toes.
So, again, we're all familiar with TikTok. So, as of recently, Universal Music Group, you know, Universal is one of the three major record labels out. You got Universal, Sony, and Warner Music. To put it out, to make it frank, Universal Music Group owns about 35% of the music you hear commercially now.
Sheesh.
Sony owns about 13, Warner owns about 10. So they're huge conglomerate. They're huge. So they have pulled all of their music from TikTok. So the contract with TikTok and Universal Music Group has expired. And Universal is not looking to renew it at this time because, to make a long story short, they want to protect the interests of their artists, for their revenues, as well as protecting them from AI-generated music using their voices.
That's fair.
Now, hold on. It sounds good.
Okay. It's something it's to that.
No, it
yeah,
sounds
something
good.
To it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So what this is to me is Universal probably sat down, looked at the numbers, and was like, oh, TikTok made way more money off our music than we did.
I mean, hey.
Because you know these record labels don't give a goddamn about these artists. They don't care about it. It's all about their bottom line for them. So I'm thinking that's what's going to happen now. And I don't think this is going to last really long. It's not, because they need each other. Universal needs TikTok. TikTok needs all the music, the record labels, and they all need TikTok. But the music, the record labels do have the upper hand. Because without these songs on TikTok, we can see TikTok drop off.
And I mean, a lot of artists.
It don't take long. It doesn't take long. Because you got to think, Universal has Taylor Swift. We just talked about Taylor Swift. Yeah. They got, what's that girl?
Ice Spice?
Yeah, Luna Del Rey. Nicki Minaj. I don't know about Ice Spice. I don't think she ain't signed no damn Universal. Nicki Minaj. But it's a lot of huge artists on Universal. And who's to say that your Sony's and your Warner Music won't follow suit? Because they want that money. Because you got to understand, these social media platforms are a huge marketing source now.
But that makes sense, because my last video I posted, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, everybody. But then I posted on TikTok, they silent.
What song was on? What song did you have?
The one I just let y'all hear.
He let me hear.
Roses with Tupac. It was Concrete Rose.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's on by Universal, but yeah, that could have been why.
Oh, they shut that joke down quick.
Yeah, because it just started happening. I think last week it started. Okay. They started transition over.
Well,
that's what happened at
day four.
Well, I got a question about that, because when you hear, like, just say Cheryl Lynn Encore or something like that, mm-hmm. something that they play, you know, and it becomes a TikTok sound, doesn't that kind of go back to say, oh, let's go and buy this or download this song? And doesn't that increase the...
So that's what TikTok is saying. So their official argument was, yo, we're a great source for marketing, because that's what happens. Like, these people here, because perfect example, we all remember the viral video of the Latino brother on the skateboard drinking cranberry juice listening to Fleetwood Mac. That song came out in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It came out a great song. Dreams was a great song. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac, amazing band. Came out in the 70s. That video came out in 2021?
Mm-hmm.
That song skyrocketed in 2021. A song that came out in the 70s that was already big. Rebound again in 2022. Skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. Record sales.
Yep. Yeah.
For downloads for that song. So TikTok, that's their argument. Like, yo, we're a marketing platform. Like, this is how you get your music out to the masses. But again, TikTok, you know, they get money. They get money off all this stuff. Yeah. They're not just this company. They're not just doing this stuff for free. They get money. So I'm thinking, and a lot of other people think the same thing, is TikTok made more money than Universal Group off this music. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nah, we don't like that.
And the reason why I said Ice Spice, because I know Jazzy, I don't follow her music. She said the only reason why she made it is because she had her music on TikTok. So a lot of artists, instead of trying to get it out, they just put it on TikTok.
Realistically, like, the way the music scene has changed, you don't need a record label. You don't need a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing with record labels back in the day, the perks of being signed to a record label is, one, you had the marketing and you had the distribution.
Exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had all of that. You didn't, as a rapper or a singer coming off the streets, you don't have any of that. The only way you're going to float is in your neighborhood. That's it. These record labels can come in and be like, boom, we can get you the marketing team. We can get you the distribution. We can get you the studio. Only thing we need you to do for us, sign over the royalties.
And there's probably something that's coming up too.
Sign that over.
They're probably asking for things. Yeah.
We're gonna give you this much and we're gonna cut you in this percentage right here, boom, boom, to people who don't know any better.
At one point.
They're like, oh yeah, cool. You give me $20,000, cool, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And they done made $20 million off of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why it's so important. Yo, people, keep your publishing. Keep it. Don't sign it off, because they can take your music. You can flop. You can make one song right now today and it blows up. And don't make another song and you'll be dead. They'll let you go in a heartbeat. They'll take your song that you recorded 10 years ago and put that shit on a commercial and it'll blow up. Mm. And guess who's not going to see a dime?
Well, you know, that actually happened with Taylor Swift. All of her songs, you know about that, Mike. Mm-hmm. All of her songs, she didn't own her publishing.
Yep.
So the guy went in and bought her publishing and bought all of her music. So what Taylor Swift did is, she went back into the studio and re-recorded all of her last song. So sometimes, like, if you see the video, it'll say Taylor's version.
Yep.
Because she got all her stuff back. So that definitely can happen. Somebody come in, they're rich enough, and they be like, oh, I'm going to buy up everything that Kevin owns.
Yep, and that's why, and that was happening so much, especially to the artists who may have had a buzz for like a year or two, and they died off. People start buying up their publishing. That's why when they go on tours and stuff, and they don't sing certain songs because they legally can't.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they sing that song and it doesn't sound like, wait a minute, it don't sound like it because they had to modify it so they can sing it. Because they legally can't sing it in the way that they recorded because they don't own it.
So that's Lauryn Hill.
So how much of a modification do you have to make?
So I mean, you'll have to change like the key, the melody, like you got to do, it's little things you can do to swap, wow. to switch it up.
I remember L.A. Reid, I think, was talking about that. What's the song by her, that Making Love in the Rain?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He said that they have two types of rights to it and they redid it so that she can sing it.
Ashanti did the same thing. She just redid it. She started re-recording all her old music.
L.A. Reid, you know, they took it and had to redo it, but it was, you know.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. But yeah, man. So that's the big thing in the music in the TikTok world. You know, Universal has just pulled all the music. So a lot of your videos go silent because you got that song that's licensed by Universal. Ah, sorry for you, you know. But again, I don't really see this lasting for a very long time because, again, they both need each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because these record labels don't have the budget for marketing anymore.
Yeah.
Or artist development. So they rely on pulling these people from the internet. They already have a buzz, get you in the studio, make a couple of hours off, you kick you to the curb.
Well, I start beatboxing over mine. Go for and it. See what
do your own beat. You know what I mean? Do your own beat. They can't copyright that.
You can't say
that. And this whole thing, this whole AI generated music thing, yeah, granted, it's weird. It's creepy.
It is.
Creepy.
This AI thing is
creepy. The whole it's creepy. Everything
like,
is AI.
Like, people are really making songs, it sounds just like the artists and their whole flow, their cadence and everything. It's like, wow, that is very scary. And you can't really. You can't license that. You can't license somebody's voice.
I guess it's just so scary because they literally could take something that Steph said or just make something up to sound like Stephanie and she's like, having a rant. Yeah. Oh, y'all, such, and that really is not her. It's just like, AI
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like that one thing that I said that everybody pissed off about, like that wasn't me. It was AI. It was AI.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
Yeah,
like, y'all really thought that was me?
It wasn't.
AI scary. So, you know, just whatever you heard that I said that you don't like, it wasn't me. It was AI.
They give you this option on your when you're making your videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, we can improve your voice.
No, I'm good.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it asks for permission. It says, well, you're going to save it to this AI thing for a minute, and then we'll delete it after we're done. Nah, bro.
They already doing that kind of stuff.
They already got it.
Yeah, they got
all of them. We're already staying to a server somewhere. We already hit.
I could sit here right now and talk about, oh, I want Outback tonight. And then when I go to my phone, the ads start popping up.
All the time.
So, definitely.
Yeah, they got us already.
Definitely.
Okay, so conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
That's honestly why I never did the 23andMe. I refused.
Oh, no. They
you know
never.
I'm a little scared of that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a little scared of it because I'm like, yo, why you need my DNA?
I
would love because they pushing it hard. Like, yo. Find out your history.
No, I'm good.
Learn where you're from. You might be from the Gold Coast. Like,
I'm good. I'm just going to call up all my aunties and uncles and start asking them. No, bro.
They got your damn DNA stored away somewhere. They're going to clone you. No, I'm good.
If nothing else, they could literally kill somebody.
And plant your DNA. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
true. All I need to know, my family from Arkansas and Dallas. That's as far back as I need to go.
Mississippi, Alabama.
That's a movie.
What's that?
We should write a script for that.
Hey, no,
you don't say that.
We'll talk off air. We'll talk off air. You know what? Before you get to Sherwin, our artist, let's backpedal for a minute and let's go to the Dope Thought right quick. And then I think that this is going to, you know, the type of music that he makes. So Dope Thought, if you could be God for the day, God said, I'm tired, man, bruh. I need to take a little bit of a break. I want you to take over, Mike, for one day. If you could be God for the day, what would be the first thing you would change?
Oh, man. Oh, damn. Well, first of all, I'm going to say sorry ahead of time because God going to come back and he going to be pissed with me. He is going to be pissed with me.
I don't know if you want to do that.
He got rid of all your pain.
I'm scared.
Whoa.
Let me turn his mic off. Did you hear that?
Shut him down.
What did he
say?
Again. I'm not saying it.
Listen, Big Mike got love for everybody. I got love for me. I'm pro black, anti no one.
There
love
go.
Everybody. Okay. Got love for me. But God going to be pissed with me. He going to be pissed with me. BBLs for everybody. Everybody gets a BBL. A good one with the matching thighs and everything.
All right, well, I like that. Ain't
got
nothing
the
wrong with that.
Thighs, you
ain't
know
nothing
what
wrong
mean?
With that. Yeah, let's give it up. Ooh. Mike for president.
Your bank account will run it over. Ooh. Run it over.
You better say that.
My booty cheeks gonna run over.
Listen. You know what I mean? Listen. Milk and honey everywhere. Rose paved with gold.
Wow.
It's going to be sunshine every day and rain when we need it.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's it. Like, and everything else is going to fall. Listen, everything else is going to fall in place. But God going to be like, it's a reason why I didn't give all y'all that stuff in the beginning. And you just going to go out here and just redo everything. Flood it again. Flood it again.
Plagues. Okay, go ahead, sis. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, first of all, you know what? I always said that's why God didn't give me no big booty. Because I'll tell you what would happen.
Shorts. The booty shorts.
What's that pose school called? I just know things happen for a reason. And that is one of the reasons. Because baby, in my 20s, had I had, so he knew better. I would never want to even be in that position. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of pressure.
I just ain't got nothing to say on that. I would.
What? You bailing out?
Okay.
You know what? It'd almost be like the movie Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
It'll probably be just like that. Yeah. You'll think that I'm going to just go ahead and do all this great stuff, not knowing what the side effects are. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because
think about it. If I gave BBLs to everybody with the matching thighs,
but you think
overpopulation?
Can we get
overpopulation?
Maybe
it's going to be bad.
But you wouldn't even be able to do all that because God got to look after a cattle on a thousand hills.
Yep.
He got the babies. He got old folks. He got everything that he got to look at. I would not want to be in that position.
It can't be. So my plan. The BBLs and thighs for everybody, and money, you just created a bunch more babies and a bunch more fools. And they say God watch over babies and fools.
Yes, he does.
His job is going to be 10 times harder now because Mike then came over and just messed everything up. He then gave all these people a bunch of money. Now they doing foolish stuff. We got all these kids running around.
Hanging off the planet. We ain't got no room for
golden
all
roads and milking. No. Don't nobody want to do nothing yet. Like I said before, open up the floodgates, flood it again.
Hey, okay, I want to ask you, but then again, after your last...
I don't want to ask him either.
Damn.
I think we just going to go to our movie.
The look on his face.
Kev, go. What you got, bro?
Oh, geez.
Kev, what you doing?
I really... Hey, man, what I thought of, and then I thought that how it could sort of work against me when I say this, but I would get rid of hate, right?
Okay.
So I get rid of hate. I wonder how it would just backfire on me. Like...
It's kind of hard to think about how hate will backfire, but I'm sure it's something that...
Something probably will.
Let me tell you what happened. You had your mentally ill people who are sick and they don't think it's anything wrong. They're not killing you because they hate you. They're just killing you because they feel like it's something they want. It exhilarates them. So now you're not mad with this person because they didn't kill you. You're just okay with this person walking through the streets.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy.
But that could be... a problem if you don't hate.
True. So just like even with this one, so realistically, if I could tweak anything in anybody, is I would like to improve the gene of compassion and understanding for everybody.
That's sweet.
Because I think that would make a lot of change. But again, it's like, what's that side effect, though? Like,
yeah,
what would happen? What's the opposite
But
of
what
that?
About the now free will thing? What about the people who don't want to change? People who say, I can't stand... You know, Big Mike. What happens there?
Yeah.
God put up with a lot of foolishness that he even got to put up with.
I can't stand you, and I hate you are two different things.
You know, I think, well, first of all, I'm a horrible person.
God damn.
Because the first thing that came to my mind when I said, what would I change? I thought about my bank account. But
that's selfish.
I know. I've had this conversation with my family. That's exactly what they said to me. That's exactly what they said to me, Mike. So I know. I guess I would get rid of... wars. I'm tired of everyone going to war all the time.
Yeah, the moneymaker. Yeah,
I know that's the moneymaker, but I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, everything that's going on right now in all the different countries.
Because wars create division. Division creates hate.
I would try to really get rid of that. All right, now we're going to go on to...
Yes, let's
the hell with
let's
it.
Change.
We're going to go on, but because we're going to go on to a really good song.
We're not guys.
Sure.
We're not. That's why we're not guys.
Y'all said.
Don't put me in charge. I'm going to do a lot of good. I'm going to do a lot of good. Please believe it. But I'm also going to do some foolish stuff. Let's know that.
They're going to be mad with me.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Especially what Kaya said. Okay. So the artist, and I'm going to let Mike give some backstory about him, but I'm going to play just a little bit of his song. And then we can get into it. And I think this works just perfectly.
Happening this year, and I am grateful that I made it here. Yesterday's gone, and a new day has appeared. And I am grateful that I made it here. Blessings gonna find me here. Oh yeah. Favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah. I miss your money, gonna find me. Yeah. Blessings gonna find me.
So first and foremost, I definitely love that. Money, follow me here.
Yes.
Yeah. Money,
yes.
Find me here, please. Yes. Favor, find please. Me here. Blessings, yes. Find me here.
Say that.
I love this song. So I needed this. I had needed this song. It's been a rough week. Rough week. And I was feeling mentally drained. So when my sister sent me this song, I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. Okay, V. I listened to it early this morning. And I'm like, oh, okay, I needed it. Rough night at work. Rough night. Listen to it first thing in the morning. And I'm like, wow, I really like this song. Really like this song. So the artist for this week was swimming through my streams is the good brother, Sherwin Gardner. Straight out of Trinidad and Tobago. Trini, stand up. So he is a Caribbean gospel artist. So I never even knew that was a genre.
Yes,
never
right?
knew it. But Caribbean gospel. All his songs, gospel, uplifting, spiritual songs.
Gotcha.
They all sound good.
Because I didn't really get a gospel feel from this.
Yeah.
I,
but you listen to the, like all of his songs are like that.
Yeah, it's positive. Motivated.
So he comes from a background of worship leaders. I know his mother was a pastor. A reverend, I believe he had an uncle as well that was a gospel artist. So he's been doing this for a minute since he was about 17, which is actually, 17 started doing it. So he's well versed in the background of his spirituality and things like that. So I like to gravitate towards artists like this who push that positivity, especially in the world we live in now. Everything is so negative. People are praising the negative and everyone's just in bad space right now. I feel like everyone's going through something. And we need that one thing to kind of show you that, you know what? It's a light at the end of that tunnel. Keep going. And this song does it for me.
Okay.
It does it.
Yeah.
I had to listen to it a few times. It's a short song. It's like 2 minutes and 10 seconds. It's a 2 minute and 10 second song. So I had to play it quite a few times. But it moves me. It definitely moves me. It put me in much better spirits as I was coming in here today. Because again, it was just rough. This week, past week was work was mentally draining. Again, if I was God, I'm getting rid of the 40-hour work week. It's gone.
Will you
it's
say? Will you please say that?
It's out of here.
Okay. Yeah. But no.
So again, he's well versed in, you know, the spiritual. It has a deep spiritual background. He's a gospel artist, and he also does some production work. He's worked with artists like CeCe and BB Wyans. We all know about them.
Oh, yeah,
he
did some work Detroit,
with Yolanda Adams, Fred Hammond. So he's in the mix. He's in the mix. He's been doing this thing. So this is the song that we have for this week. It's called Blessings Find Me Here. I hope it moves you the way it moved me. This is probably one of the best songs I feel we've done on this show because it really spoke to me.
I know, I agree.
It really spoke to me. And again, I want that money to find me here.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You can find me right here, like right in this seat. Just come to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. When I heard this song, I too was going through something and it spoke to me. And yeah. I hope that happens for our audience because, we do need some uplifting, especially after what we all talked about today. Yeah. Very, very good show.
Life is hard.
A lot of truth. But we definitely need some positive, and I hope that for everyone. It's a new year, so I hope blessings find you here, health, everything, family.
Yes.
Steph invites us to the block party.
Yes.
Kevin grill up some stuff for us.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna have a tune spinning.
Mike got the music.
Listen, we got
I definitely will come with the appetites. I love to eat. So
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jalen come with the margaritas.
And the margaritas.
Come with the drinks. Bring an extra glass because you got a best friend you don't know about.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You got a best friend you don't know about, and she cannot wait to meet you. All right, I'm talking about my wife because they both Sages, and
same,
she's like, "I want to meet my best friend." Like, yeah,
same
I'm like,
birthday,
okay.
same yeah. birthday. You know so. What? When I think about it, and we are going to close things out, but I want to close this out with you. You are so blessed because you get to go home to a Sagittarius woman, and then you get to come hang with one. Wow.
Yeah, Sagittarius, they special people.
That we are
they special
we something.
People. They need a lot of attention.
I don't say that.
Yeah, they need a lot of attention because if you don't give them attention, then they just start going little haywire.
Well, I'm not gonna say that, but we deserve the attention. It's almost like with a cat. You know, like a cat, they always coming around.
Yeah,
they want you to
know
take.
What? Yeah, oh, y'all what? Are like cats. Because one minute y'all see? Nice, y'all want to be snuggled up, wincing, purring. And as soon as y'all
true.
Done with that, get the hell away from me. Hissing. Swatting at you, pat, get away from me.
And she clapping.
But when we trying to chill, now you want to come snuggle up. do that little purring thing and rub your head and no. But when I want to, get away from me.
Wow. Why are you standing so close?
Exactly. Like, what? No, why do you exist? Why are you existing right now? Yeah.
I can hear you breathing.
Exactly. Like, I feel you coming home. But like, don't come home.
You've definitely dealt with my Sagittarius side, so you already know that when we used to work out together. Steph has it. Steph loves me. Steph, I never do that to
no,
Steph.
No, my she sister, y'all share the same birthday. You share the same birthday as my sister.
Oh, so you know you are. Wow, you're blessed. Blessing's gonna find me here. And then, Kay, just you just being in my presence, you're blessed too.
My son's a Sag.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. This is
moody ass.
Well, one thing I do know that we are all wonderful people, no matter what your sign is. But of course, you know, Sag, stand up. But anyway, who are we?
We are Dope Therapy.
Dope Therapy.
That's
peace
who we
and
are.
Love, everybody.
All day, every
Dope
day.
Therapy.
Just know you got friends in us, man. It's going to be all right. Just holler at us. Come talk to us. We're going to get you through.
Man, bust out a Toy Story. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend
in me. You got a friend in me.
I love that
movie. Whoa. Copyright strike. Copyright. Copyright.
We are Dope Therapy.
Go Lions.
Hey, man. Hey, check out Black Rose.
You know there we go.
Woo,
yes.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out.
Yes, we're going to talk about that next time.
So our business segment is coming, y'all.
It is. Yes, we are Dope Therapy. That's exactly who we are. And I hope you have fun with us. See, it was worth the wait, waiting for part two. As always, we appreciate you guys so much for sticking with us through everything. We really hope that things that are going to happen in the new year, you will be right by our side, because you're going to like what we got coming up for you. But right now, what we got coming up for you is our Swim Through My Streams artist, Sherwin Gardner. Blessings. You're going to enjoy this. Blessings upon you. Blessings upon everyone. Until next time, we are Dope Therapy.
Something good gonna happen in this year. And I am grateful that I made it here. Yesterday's gone and a new day has appeared. And I am grateful that I made it here. Blessings gonna find me here. I miss it, money gonna find me, yeah, yeah. Blessings gonna find me, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Round and round, these seasons I've been facing. But this year, your blessings I'm embracing. Hey, healing have you come my way. Blessings have you come my way. Winning, we winning, and we here to stay. Is the blessings me say will find me here? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss a favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell them that money gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss a blessings gonna find me here. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Tell them me claim it. All of my blessings me name it. With faith me I go on it. Nothing shall get home it. Speak life, it is a new day. All things in my past, yeah. Welcome to the new, yeah. Me step out in faith and no fear. Blessings go find me, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss a favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Money gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss a blessings gonna find. Therapy.